This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Donnie Football with you for about another half hour. Dan Zangrilli has the North Shore Tavern leadoff show at 8:45 tonight. Pirates baseball getting underway at 9:40 out in Arizona. Buccos and Diamondbacks. We will take a further look into that before we finish up. Luis Ortiz on the mound for your Buccos tonight. Day two of Steelers training camp took place today at St. Vincent College. We will hear from the starting quarterback. We will hear from the head coach. We will hear from one of the rookies today, who met with the Steelers media out in Latrobe in just a few moments. But first, I did want to give some shine because the Olympics are getting underway in Paris, the 2024 Summer Games. There are some Western Pennsylvania ties here, people. So if you are watching any of the Olympic Games, you should know who to root for, people coming out of your backyard. Michael Grady, from Central Catholic. He is on the United States rowing team. So if you watch any of the rowing in the Olympic Games, keep watch for him. Probably one of those sports I would not be very good at. I have gone you ever go kayaking, Dom?
No, I don't think so.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you mean you don't think so?
I don't think I've gone kayaking. Pretty self-explanatory.
I know, but normally that would just be like a no, I haven't gone. Like you're like, I don't think I've gone.
I don't think I've gone.
You get like the little paddles on both sides.
Yeah, I haven't.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not very good at that. Sometimes I spin in circles. It's not always pretty, so I would not be very good at that. Josh Matheny, he is on the U.S. swimming team from Upper St. Clair. He specializes in the 200-meter, something else that I would probably embarrass myself in. I do know how to swim, but not very fast. I don't think that my times would come very close to what an Olympic qualifier would be. We did have someone on last month who nearly qualified for the Olympic Games, Lily King, who is from Mount Pleasant, heading into her senior year of high school. I actually had both of her parents in school at Greensburg-Salem. She just missed out on the games in Paris, but I'm thinking in 2028, that's a name you're going to want to be looking for. Spencer Lee, the wrestler from Franklin Regional, a three-time state champion at Franklin Regional. He was a multi-time national champion at Iowa, and Iowa historically one of the powerhouse programs in wrestling. This dude is a beast. Not a big guy, but you got to be wary of any time you see a dude out in public, Dom. If you're at a bar in Pittsburgh or Syracuse, this is a good tip that Malzy likes going with, and it's a very smart one. You know what cauliflower ear is, Dom?
Yes, I do.
If you ever see a guy with cauliflower ear and you think, you know, this guy's getting a little bit snippy, I might have to say something back to him, think twice and don't do it. Because odds are that guy will kick your ass and it will not end well. I've never put myself in that situation, I tend to be the dude that's just having a good time at those functions. But you see a guy with cauliflower ear, and you're not one of those guys with cauliflower ear, I'm holding off. I don't care if the guy wrestles at 110 pounds and I'm double his weight. I'm holding off from that. So Spencer Lee is somebody to keep your eye on. He is one of the favorites in his weight class for the United States. Again, a monster of a career at Franklin Regional and Iowa. Aiden Owens Dellerme from North Allegheny competing in track and field. Actually for Puerto Rico, because that is where the mother of Aiden Owens Dellerme is originally from, so competing in some track and field events. And then Bridget Williams, who is a Westmoreland County product as well, she went to Hempfield. She is competing in the pole vault, a track and field event. Someone that one of my high school teachers, oddly enough, Don, the same guy I told you about last segment who got hit by Joe Paterno's car, he was a high school track coach as well. Very good relationship with Bridget Williams. He actually reached out to me if I had any interest to have her on. I wish we could have pulled that off at some point, but that one probably on me. Part of a very impressive Hempfield track team back in high school. We are right around the same age, and I remember that team was dominant, being that I was at Greensburg-Salem and she was at Hempfield. So look out for her to compete. She was very good in her collegiate career at Virginia. So just a couple of names to look out for in the Summer Olympic Games that all come from Western Pennsylvania. Michael Grady from Central Catholic, Spencer Lee from Franklin Regional, Josh Matheny from Upper St. Clair, Aiden Owens Dellerme from North Allegheny, and then Bridget Williams from Hempfield. Steelers training camp day two also taking place out in Westmoreland County, out in Latrobe, at St. Vincent College. We yet again heard from the Steelers starting quarterback, maybe for not as long as some people expect. I happen to think he'll be the starter basically the entire season, but we got to find out something about this calf tightness, and let's hear what Russell Wilson had to say to reporters earlier today about that.
Yeah, I feel good today, and it was good to throw some today and all that and do all that stuff.
Take us through yesterday. How did it happen? When you woke up, what did you feel?
Yeah, you know, we were doing a sled push thing and just got a little tweaked it a little bit, so you know, just working hard, and just sometimes things happen. But the good news is that I feel good, and we'll get there when the time. And good thing is I'm getting a lot of the mental reps and throwing stuff on the side and in post practice.
If your day sounds like
we need the report ASAP,
you deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Well, as well. If this was a game day, could you go in?
If there's a game, yeah, I'm definitely playing.
Okay.
There's no doubt.
Was that the conditioning run? Was that sled push in the conditioning run?
Yeah, we were doing a bunch of you know, drills, and you know, it was like the fourth time we did the sled push. So just, you know, felt a little something. But you know, like I said, we got great training room, we got great people, great doctors. and all that. So I feel good. It's nothing to panic about. I feel too worried about at all.
When was the last time you pushed a sled?
Say again?
When was the last time you pushed a sled?
A little while, but, you know, it's all good. It's, you know, the thing is we're all working hard together, so it's a good thing.
It's a little disappointing. Your debut was so anticipated out here. I'm sure you were fired up to...
Yeah, you know, I love practice. I hate missing practice. I hate not being out there. That's always been a thing for me. My whole career is practice. So, you know, that's why, you know, being super intentional, still getting all the plays, seeing everything, walking through everything still, doing everything I can, even after practice, coming out here and getting extra work and whatever it may be. The great news is that we got a lot of time with the guys in the offseason, so I feel really confident with the guys that we have and the guys that we're throwing to and guys and playmakers and everything else. And so, you know, the good thing is it's great because I get to go through a little adversity. You get to respond to it, and that's really the reality. I think for me, I've always been able to respond to adversity in the right way. The good news is that, once again, I feel good and getting there every day.
Coach Tomlin talked about the uniqueness of your workouts in the weight room. Could you kind of elaborate on that?
I don't go into great detail in terms of what style of workouts all the time, but, you know, I definitely get after it, as you know. And, you know, just, you know, to be able to play as long as I have, you got to train, you know, physically. You got to be able to do all the stuff. And so I've always trained really hard, as you know. And so in terms of those details of the workouts, you know, lots of squats, lots of single leg stuff, a lot of, you know, jumping and moving around, keeping the heart rate up, just... You know, but yeah, it's been a really good off season for me. You know, unfortunately, I didn't get to go out here the first day, which stinks. But
Landon Roberts just said he wants a sponge off you. He wants your longevity and success. Yeah. At your age, at your tenure in the NFL, how do you kind of pick up things off the younger guys to help yourself?
Well, I think, you know, first of all, E-Rob and I, you know, we've been able to play against each other. We've been, you know, a lot of these guys I've played against over the years, Cam, TJ, a lot of the guys, Minka. So the thing is that, you know, E-Rob and I were talking the other day while we were getting ready for the day early in the morning, and just talking, he was asking questions about, hey, how do you prepare on a Monday? How do you prepare on a Tuesday? All these details. And Minka was asking the same thing on the field today, you know, just the thought process and how do you get prepared every day? So to be able to explain that knowledge and to be able to go through that and talk about that, you know, and just the details of how do you take care of your body every day throughout it all, even when you do have dings and injuries, it's physical games, we're working hard and stuff happens. And the reality is that, you know, the big question is how fast can you get back every time, you know, and that's always the mentality you have to have, and I've always had. And so I think treatment and all that's really important. You know, obviously the weight room's really important, condition, all that stuff's really, really imperative. And so be able to share that. And so learning from the younger guys too, it's like, you know, I always ask them, what are you guys doing to stay so young, you know? And so it's always good. So there's a lot of questions, you know, always from the younger guys to me in particular, you know, to figure out, hey, what's your treatment plan every week, every day. And so those are good things, and that's a good part of the leadership and being a vet and everything else.
So what do you do when you get back, Russ? How fast can you get back?
Yeah, I mean, I want to get back today, yesterday, you know. But coach is like, listen, we got time, and we're still, you know, and I got a lot of reps in the offseason, so we're not just trying to rush it. We got, you know, I say we got 21 games, 20 to 21 games to play. You know, somebody said, we got to have you for 17. I'm thinking 21, possibly 20, hopefully, in first place, you know. But that's just got to be the mentality you have. And so we're just, I'm excited to get the work every day. The guys are doing a tremendous job of learning and studying and all the bonding we're doing. We were sitting out on the porch last night just talking, having fun. Those are the kind of moments that you cherish. And, you know, I'll be back sooner than later.
Mike, talk about Justin facing some adversity as well. Justin faced some adversity as well as you yesterday, getting the text early, 6 a.m., that he was going to be running with the ones. We saw you out there. What was your approach kind of the last 2 days, having to kind of hang back and be able to maybe help him a little bit through that adversity as well?
Yeah, I think communication, I think leadership's everything, you know. Talking to the guys, not just him, but also the other quarterbacks as well, but then also the receivers, O-line, just keeping the energy high. You know, I'm a big believer in high energy, positivity, uplifting, communication, you know, the extra work afterwards, before as well. Finding those moments, those little moments that maybe become a big moment in a big game, and those things add up. And so the role doesn't change in terms of leading and thinking and processing processing every play and the protections and all that matters, you know. That's the best way to learn sometimes too, is you do it physically, and then you also, when you're not in, whether if I'm, you know, going or not, you take those reps in. And so, and that's even when I'm watching the scout team on defense or offense or whatever it may be, I'm just watching the defense, I'm studying, And that's the fun part about practice is you got 2 hours of learning to do, and then you get to do it in the film room, and you keep going the next day.
So I should be doing that. Mike was talking about how he wanted to create some short-term misery for you, and he said that he was going to hold you out. What was that conversation like? Is it misery for you to not be able out there?
Yeah, I hate not practicing. So, but yeah, he was like, man, he was laughing. He's like, I enjoy this. You gotta wait a second and all that. So it was funny. I think that coaches just being, coach and the trainers and all that being just super careful, just so nothing gets worse or nothing happens, that's all. We got some good pass rushers on the other end, so just make sure this thing's right, But anyways, I really enjoy being around Coach Tomlin. His understanding of the game, of people, relationships, he's honest, he's thoughtful, not just to me, but to everybody. It's really remarkable. To be a part of and to watch and understand, and no wonder why, we've won so much here. There's a lot of great football and a great tradition, and it really starts with the tremendous head coach that they've had over the past, obviously, and there hasn't been many of them, and there's a reason why.
So as you've been taking all those mental reps, how's Justin been doing? As you've been watching, how's he been executing what you've been seeing?
Yeah, he's done a good job. Every play he's going against a really good defense. So every day, there's some really great plays, and there's plays that he responds, back to and this and that. So it's just that's the part of practice, and he's doing a good job. He's a really good competitor. He processes as well. He's a tremendous young talent for sure.
Does the calf feel better today?
Yeah, I feel better. I'm getting better every day.
Do you have a target for a return, or is it?
I'm just listening to them what they want me to do. I'm trying to return every day, but just take one day at a time, that's the process.
What's the benefit of that time with Arthur to be able to kind of go over things as you're watching them happen?
Yeah, well, you're always taking things in, the knowledge that you can gain, from the meetings and taking that from the meetings to the walkthrough the field, and then post-practice and communication during practice and in between periods is critical. It's everything, and you have to be able to do that constantly. And I've always been a big believer of that, I've been a big believer that the little things matter, and you learn those things, the details. And when you get to teach those details and work with guys and ask them, hey, what do you think on this, as players too as well, and coaches, there's a lot of information to be gained. And we're doing that right now. We're in that process.
How is the energy level here compared to where you've been?
There's been some great places I've been, but this is really special, obviously. And I'm just grateful to be here, man. It's just see all the black and gold around. It's pretty cool. All the kids. My favorite part of training camp, besides throwing touchdowns and winning and doing all the fun stuff and the competitiveness, offense and defense, is the kids. Honestly, just see the kids out here and just them having fun, them wearing my jersey, TJ Watt's jersey, Cam Hayward, whoever's jerseys they're wearing or whatever black and gold they're wearing. That's the fun part of it. They get to see us, because we were young kids like this. I remember when I was a young kid just like this, hoping to get out here one day, and it's all possible. I believe with God, with hard work, with just a great sense of urgency as a young man, young girl, a young woman. It's possible. And I remember being behind the FedEx sign over there, the Steelers sign behind that one day back in the day, and now I'm in between the white lines. So it's a special thing, and never take it for granted. Thank you, guys. Go Steelers.
So there you go. Your QB1 of the Pittsburgh Steelers in 2024, Russell Wilson, explaining a little bit of what his first couple of days out at St. Vincent have been like, even though he has not practiced officially yet due to the calf tightness that he suffered from pushing that sled. Let's pivot to Mike Tomlin. The head coach spoke after practice today as well.
Man, a real awesome day out here in terms of teaching and learning. And I think that's the component at this stage of the journey. There's so much area for improvement that you just see significant coaching points and lesson opportunities with each snap of the ball. And so really excited about the work we've done today, more excited about the meetings that we have into this evening and analysis of it. And then we repeat process and come back out here tomorrow. And really at this stage, that cycle is what's so important in terms of getting better and covering some things so we can get on to more complex issues and problems. The preseason gets on us quick in today's NFL, and so, man, days like today are significant. Learning like it's going to happen tonight and analysis of it is significant as well. No real new news on the injury front. We held Russ out again today. But there's no new news to add in terms of his health. It can still be characterized as day-to-day. Like I talked to the team about, I very rarely, particularly at this stage of the journey, do I worry about who's not working. I view it more as an opportunity for those that are working, those that get elevated opportunities because of it, and how units respond to the absence of people. Because that's reflective of the season, man. We're going to lose guys from time to time, and we still got to function. I was really excited about Kyle Allen today, man, getting elevated work as a consequence of Russ's injury. And so really nice opportunity for him today. I thought he did some nice things, for example, in that regard. I'll pause and open it up for questions.
Regarding Russ, was this more of your coaching decision, or did he want to get out here in practice? Were there any setbacks or anything?
No setbacks. I just, you know, he's got a minor thing that I don't want to become a major thing, and so I'd rather deal with short-term misery.
Mike, as far as Kyle goes, I mean, you bring in a third quarterback with a lot of starting experience in the past with other teams. I mean, are you starting to see more of that out of him throughout the progress?
It's so early. It really is. I'd be reaching there to talk about progress over the course of 2 days.
What kind of benefit is it for Justin to work with the ones to kind of build some of that rapport with some of these receivers?
It is so obvious. It's a great opportunity for him.
Was that kind of appealing to the competitive fire to have the first team come back out for the tie-breaking seven shots?
You know, we don't want the third group to determine the winner of a drill. You know what I mean? You know, I think it's appropriate, to get the first group back out there if we're talking about winning and losing and who's eating good tonight at dinner. That's why we'll always send the first groups back out to determine tight contests.
What is it that you like about Zach Kazani's approach to coaching the wide receivers? He seems like a really fired guy.
He's detailed. He's professional. He's been around the block and back. I've known Zach and known of Zach for a long time.
It looked like Calvin and Beanie were going after each other a lot today, just one-on-ones and stuff. What do you think of that kind of matchup?
It's just the nature of the matchup. Both guys are guys that play in the slot and situational ball, just like you'll see a lot of D. Elliott versus Freiermuth. I think that's what's interesting about this environment, you know. You work ones-on-ones, twos-on-twos, and you see consistency in terms of matchups. And so guys are going to be challenged. They have to win their matchup. If they win their matchup enough, they get elevated into the next group and get a new challenge. That's what training camp is about, certainly. And so you're going to identify matchups like Calvin and Beanie or Muth and D. Elliott or, you know, whoever. That's just a component of this thing. Zach Frazier and Benton. It's a lot of that going on, and it's good. That's how we all get better.
The knowledge that it is early, though, that Beanie's playing such a prominent snaps, it seems like.
I wouldn't overanalyze that, guys. Be careful there.
Should we overanalyze the white shirt 2 days in a row?
You probably will anyway, so I'm not going to stop you.
Let's hear from a rookie. By the way, I liked Mike Tomlin's little opening salvo there, just praising the work of Kyle Allen in an elevated instance today due to Russell Wilson not taking the field. I'm sure people are pumped about that. It is kind of wild how the Steelers quarterback room is just completely rehauled from last season. And even a guy like Kyle Allen, I mean, dude's not going to win you a lot of games, but I don't know, maybe one. Who knows? Hopefully we don't have to run into that situation. Let's hear from one of the rookies. This guy, I think, could be very exciting. There are injury concerns surrounding him, but the Steelers got him in a position that could be viewed as the steal of the draft. Here is Peyton Wilson, the linebacker from North Carolina State earlier today.
Being together, spending 3 weeks actually together. I mean, a lot of people are doing the same thing. It's just how can you get a better edge? How can you get your team the closest? Because at the end of the day, the best teams are the closest teams. So.
You were the first one out here yesterday. Did that mean something? Did you want to be the first one on the field?
I mean, it wasn't in my head. Like, I don't want to, you know, come out here and, hey, I'm the first guy here. You know, I have a routine that I do every single day, and my warm-up takes about 20, 25 minutes, and I'm not going to cut that. So whatever time I need to be out here to do that, I mean, I'm not really the one that's like, hey, guys, I'm first, you know. It's just I have a routine that I live by, and I'm going to do it whatever time I need to be here, I'm going to be here.
How did you develop that? Is that something you did for injury prevention along the line, or like, where did you pick that up?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it's just from a trainer back home, just a long warm-up to warm up ankles, knees, shoulders. I mean, just all mobility, just, you know, so I don't go into practice and just, you know, be cold, everything's warmed up, make sure I'm ready to go.
You look like you've been moving quickly and making your reads and decisions fast out here. How much do you feel like you've come to understand the defense already and what they've been tasking you with in your
Yeah, I mean, from now, since OTAs, it's a world of difference. I mean, I think in OTAs and minicamp, I wasn't able to be myself because I wasn't playing freely because I didn't know the defense how I wanted to. And, I mean, even yesterday and especially today, just how fast and freely I was able to move. You know, credit Coach AC, credit PQ, credit E-Rob, those guys for just leaning on me. And, you know, the whole month we had off, checking in, making sure I'm studying film, making sure if I need any questions that they got me. So
I was going to ask you about, like, the influence of Patrick Queen and Atlanta Robertson, those guys are having on you.
Yeah.
Because you've been having some growth where you're, you know, standing there right next to Patrick.
Yeah. I mean, it's awesome. It's kind of cool. It's a little cheesy to say, but, you know, playing right beside two of the best linebackers in the game, Patrick Queen probably being one of the best, if not the best, and then E-Rob being up there, being in the league for 10 years, just the knowledge and the, you know, just the natural instincts that those guys have and just the little information that they're able to give me. I'm like a sponge just soaking it up.
Did you have an expectation of how much work you would get maybe with the ones or twos, and is it about what you thought it would be or maybe a little more?
I mean, I'm not really one to put expectations on myself, you know. I have higher expectations for myself than anyone, and whatever role the Pittsburgh Steelers want to hand me, I'm going to hit it at 110% and try to help this team win the Super Bowl, whether that's special teams, whether that's starting, whether that's anything else. I'm willing to take a role and do the best I possibly can.
We've seen you in a lot of different.
There you go. Russell Wilson, Mike Tomlin, Peyton Wilson from earlier today out at St. Vincent College. Things heating up here at Celebrity Care Fest. Pat Benatar will be out on the stage a little bit later on. This is a two-night event and a great one at that. A very big guest going to be on that stage tomorrow. And something, he's related to the numbers 305. I think I'll just say that, and I will leave it at that. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up, a quick preview of Pirates and Diamondbacks before we pass you off to Dan Zangrilli to preview this game. The North Shore Tavern leadoff show coming up at 8:45. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. It's Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan for a couple of more minutes. Got to be quick here. Dan Zangrilli is standing by. The North Shore Tavern leadoff show at 8:45. Buccos and Diamondbacks tonight at 9:40. Here is the Pirates lineup for you. If you don't hear it now, Dan Zangrilli will take you through it in a little bit. Andrew McCutchen bats leadoff. He's the DH. O'Neill Cruz second, playing short. Nick Gonzalez bats third at second base. Rowdy Tellez in the cleanup spot. He's at first. Josh Palacios, the right fielder, batting number five. Key Brian Hayes hitting number six and playing at third base. Jack Sawinski gets the start in left field, batting seventh. Joey Bart bats eighth behind the plate. Michael A. Taylor, the center fielder, hits number nine. All behind Luis Ortiz. The 25-year-old right-hander is 5-2 this year, a 2.57 ERA. As a starter this season, his ERA is below one. You heard Noah Hiles from the Post-Gazette rave about him earlier. I think Luis Ortiz might be one of my favorite players on this current team, and he's absolutely a glue guy on that pitching staff. His four starts this season, six innings, 5 2/3, 7 innings, and he has not given up more than one earned run in any of those starts. He has struck out, I'm going to try to do the quick math here, 19 guys, and he has walked just three in those starts. He has given up a total of two earned runs on a total of 11 hits. Or no, I'm sorry, 15 hits. But still, only three hits given up by Ortiz in his last start against the Philadelphia Phillies. He has been phenomenal. Zach Gallen gets the start for the Diamondbacks, the 28-year-old righty. He's a good one, 3.64 ERA, 7-5 record, a big horse for them last year that got the Diamondbacks into the World Series. His last start against the Cubs at Wrigley Field, 5 innings, no runs, 6 walks, so he was a bit erratic. He allowed 3 hits and only struck out 4, 102 pitches in just 5 innings for him. The start before that, he got beat up a little bit, 6 earned runs against Toronto, and he pitched into just the 4th inning. However, last year against the Pirates, 1 outing where he got roughed up pretty badly, and he finished on a high note, however, last July, beating them, a 7-inning, 1-run performance from Gallen. So it's Luis Ortiz against Zach Gallen tonight in Arizona. Pirates and Diamondbacks at 9:45. Dan Zangrilli has the North Shore Tavern leadoff show in 5 minutes. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy. It's the Chevy Summer Drive, up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com. Clear and cool tonight, low of 67. Thank you to the folks here at Celebrity Care Fest. An awesome experience here. Pat Benatar taking the stage in a little bit. A shout-out to Noah Hiles and Brian Batko for joining the program, and intern Dom DiTommaso back behind the glass in Green Tree, along with my guy Seth Davis here as our remote producer. Dan Zangrilli is next with the North Shore Tavern Leadoff Show. Donnie Football signing off.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
You gotta take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.